This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Stocks didn't much care about inflation today or that J&J vaccine pause. The algorithms that drive the major indices, I should say, is what didn't care. But over the course of this pandemic, millions of regular people started investing in stocks for the first time to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars going into equities. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what that wave of new investors might mean for markets and for those rookie traders themselves.
John Hollywood is a motorcycle salesman in Las Vegas. He started investing in stocks for the first time in June of last year.
When my friend had come in and showed me the app he was using, I saw how easy it was to actually do, so I started trading the next day.
Hollywood is one of an estimated 10 million people who started trading stocks in 2020. It's a record. Andrew Deanna is with Charles Schwab, which recently surveyed these investors.
The average age is younger, at about 35 versus 48 for existing investors in the survey, but over a third are Gen X and above.
Charles Schwab is, by the way, a Marketplace underwriter. This explosion did not happen just because everyone was stuck at home. It started before the pandemic. In 2019, no-fee trading became the norm. It became easy to trade small pieces of high-priced stocks instead of whole shares. And then stocks plunged at the beginning of the pandemic. Eric Liu is head of research at Vanda Research.
You had one of the largest drawdowns that we'd seen in the past decade. That was a pretty juicy opportunity for a lot of these people.
According to Vanda's data, leading up to 2020, retail investors were net buying about $6 billion worth of U.S. stock a month. That is now $27 billion a month. Devin Ryan is with JMP Securities.
The baseline of trading activity is also going to be dramatically higher than we've ever seen historically.
Which means volatility, particularly among stocks of smaller companies, is going to be higher. And a lot of these new retail investors could have a better shot at growing their savings if they take a long-term approach, which so far many appear to be doing. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.